It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Thursday, April 7th, 2022. In our ship schedule today, we have 5 inbounders, we have 3 outbounders, and 3 in our Astoria anchorage. In our marine weather forecast, we have east winds, 5 to 10 knots, backing to the northwest in the afternoon. Wind waves from the east, 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, shifting to the northwest, 1 foot at 4 seconds in the afternoon, and west swells, 5 feet high at 12 seconds apart. And today we're going to be talking about another thing to watch out for on the beach. This time it's seal pups. They're sweet, they're adorable, and you should absolutely leave them alone. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. Our first inbounder is the Alexia. She came into the Astoria Anchorage from Long Beach, California at about 5:30 a.m., and she's going to go upriver eventually to pick up potash at the Port of Portland. Next inbound is the Saga Jandaya, arriving from San Francisco, headed for Vancouver's anchorage. She could have wind energy equipment on board. So if you see big, long, tubular or curved objects on deck, white-colored, those are wind turbine parts. So passing Astoria around 9:30 a.m., she could be in Vancouver by 3:30 in the afternoon. Next inbound is a petroleum tanker called the Ohio, arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland. She'll pass Astoria around 11:30 a.m. You might see her in Portland by 5:30 p.m. The King Island is arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's anchorage, going upriver to Portland, to the Port of Portland, eventually to pick up potash. She will be in Astoria's anchorage by about 11:30 p.m. The Perseus is arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll be picking up wheat, and she'll get to Astoria's anchorage by about midnight. In our outbounders, we have the Alani leaving Vancouver carrying wheat at about 12:30 p.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 6:30 p.m. The Imabari Logger is leaving Longview with logs on board, leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 6:30 p.m. And the ANSAC Columbia, American Natural Soda Ash Corporation, that's what that acronym stands for, leaving Longview, I would assume, with soda ash on board, leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8:30 p.m. And in our Astoria anchorage, we have the Red Marlin headed for Vancouver at about noontime to pick up wheat. She'll get there at about 6 p.m. And the CL Beijing and the Daria Preeti are both awaiting orders in the Astoria anchorage. So this is the time of year when I start talking about things to be careful of on the beach. It's spring. People are going to be out and about more. And a couple of days ago, we talked about sneaker waves and rip currents and how to recognize them. So some of the things that we talk about around this time of year are things that we need to be careful about, things about us, and others are about being careful about things that are about other critters who also use the beach. So today we're going to talk about sea lion pups and why you should never touch them, no matter how cute they are. It's sort of sea lion pup season on the beach, and you might come upon a sea lion pup while you are out walking. It's quite likely, except in extremely rare circumstances where one might be injured. They don't need human help, and trying to, quote, help them could make their lives much worse and even kill them. So I'm going to read you an article published by Oregon Coast Beach Connection. You'll find them online at beachconnection.net. This was published yesterday, so it's quite timely. They are fuzzy, they're plump, and they're cute enough to make you just want to squeeze them. Newborn harbor seal season is now in full swing along the Oregon and Washington coasts, and that means another warning to stay away from the adorable wee beasties. Seaside Aquarium's Tiffany Booth said it's absolutely important to remember, do not touch the seal pups. In fact, stay clear of them. By trying to help them, you will likely actually be hurting them. Booth said, quote, it's important to remember that it's normal for a seal pup to be resting, relaxing, and soaking up the sun alone. However, the mother may not return if humans or other animals are too close, unquote. While their big brown eyes might look irresistible, coming near them could scare mama away. If she sees humans around, she won't come back up the beach after gathering food and strength to nurse her little one. Some people have actually picked up sea lion pups and moved them, thinking they're helping. In one case, a group took a baby seal pup back to their hotel room and had it sitting in a bathtub. Seaside Aquarium staff had to remove it. The Oregon and Washington coasts see harbor seal pups well into the summer months from April through September. Booth said they periodically leave young pups safely on beaches, rocky outcroppings, and even docks. They're like any baby. They need a lot of sleep, and dry areas like these provide a good resting area. There's also another important biological reason for this, Booth said. She said, quote, time spent on land is critical for the young seal to regulate body temperature and rest while the mother seal is hunting. Harbor seals live on land for nearly half their lives, breeding, molting, that's shedding their fur coat, resting and raising their offspring. As such, human and domestic dog interactions are obstacles to the health and well-being of both young and mature seals, unquote. So if you're on the beach with your dog, keep your dog away from any seal pups that you come upon, and keep yourself away from them as well. A pup may stay in place for a few days with the mother showing up at night to feed the baby. These seriously cute little creatures double in size within 4 to 6 weeks of being born, living on a regular diet of mother's milk that contains 40% milk fat. While that extra layer of chunk makes the seal pups especially adorable, the pups truly depend on it for survival as they slowly learn to forage for themselves. And Booth said any interference from humans that could cause early separation between a newborn pup and the mother could be detrimental to the pup's ability to survive. Even the smell of a human being having been in close contact with a baby seal, so being close and touching it, can cause the mother to be spooked, and she might abandon a pup. Booth told that the Oregon Coast Beach Connection, the mama seals go by their olfactory system, their ability to smell, which is very acute. If you spot a seal pup or any other stranded animal on the beach, it's critical that you give it plenty of space and call the local marine mammal stranding network so they can come by and cordon off the area to protect it. So what numbers do you call if you find a stranded seal pup? Oregon State Police non-emergency numbers are good, but make sure that you do not use 911 for this type of call. On the North Oregon coast and southern Washington coast, call the Seaside Aquarium at 503-738-6200. The Marine Mammal Hotline is at 1-800-452-7888. That's best for the southern Oregon coast, or all of the state if you can't remember the other numbers. On the northern Washington coast, the Greater West Coast Marine Mammal Stranding Network line is best, 1-866-767-6114. Those are your best bets. I'll put these numbers on the Ship Report website at shipreport.net when I post the podcast of this show, and I'll also put this on the Ship Report's Facebook page, those phone numbers, so that if you don't remember them, if you're doing something, you can't write them down, I'll put them there so that people can get them. But the best thing that you could do is really just leave these critters alone. They're babies. They need the contact with their moms and no one else. And the best thing you can do is just say, what a cool thing I just saw, and move along. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.